you know, I'm just excited. I'm back in Philadelphia for another year, and you know, we have an opportunity to do some great things regardless.
Mike, with when you look at the way you restructured your contract for 1 year, there were a number of teams out there that still need a starting quarterback.
Okay.
You could have forced the Eagles to trade you or release you. Why would you take the risk here instead of going somewhere where you knew somebody needed a starting QB?
Well, you know, I took the risk here because, you know, I feel like, you know, Philadelphia has been great to me. I feel like, you know, Jeffrey Lurie has been awesome and outstanding in his ownership and leadership. Obviously, bringing in Coach Kelly was a determining factor, and wanting to have an opportunity to, you know, learn a new offense and watching Oregon and what they did the last couple of years, I was just, you know, excited about giving it another shot. And, you know, sometimes money is not, you know, the determining factor in everything, and it should never be, because if you make money the, you know, deciding factor, then, you know, it can alter a lot of other things. So I think the smartest thing to do was to just rethink it, think about it in the best, you know, possible light, and make the best situation decision possible.
Does this offense fit your pickle skills?
Yeah, after the practice I had today, I think so. You know, I think, you know, this offense is very, you know, it's very dynamic. You know, it's up tempo, fast pace. It's something like I never seen before. And, you know, after the last 3 or 4 weeks and learning the offense, and then, you know, coming out and, you know, practicing it, you know, I'm very excited about what we're doing.
When you say that after the practice that you had today, do you mean like you just felt like a natural fit, or did some things go well? What did you mean by that?
Well, I felt like I made a big jump from yesterday until today. Actually going out there and practicing and seeing it against different defenses, and was very accurate today. You know, guys, you know, running wide open, and, you know, I think that's the system. But, you know, our defense did a great job, but I was able to make some tight throws, and, you know, I feel like the learning curve right now for me in this system is coming along. So I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm excited about my teammates. They're doing a great job. And, you know, the thing I've, you know, grown to know is that we have a very smart football team. You know, these guys are on it. They know what they're doing. It's a lot being thrown at them right now. And they're doing the right things, and they're making plays out there on the field. So, you know, we're giving Coach Kelly everything we got. We believe in him, and we're thankful he's our coach.
You've got a lot of different coaches and a lot of different coordinators.
We've done a lot of read option. You know, it's part of what we do. You know, I've been working very hard in the weight room, and all the other quarterbacks have as well. So, you know, we're trying to make sure we physically fit and ready for whatever needs to be done in this offense.
Mike, you started over 100 games. Is this kind of like starting all over again? You know what I mean? You've been the guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like starting all over again. I mean, the competition is great every day. I think it pushes you. I think it makes you better. You know, I know I can certainly find the good in it and the positives, and most importantly, get the most out of myself. You know, and I think the great ones have to be able to do that. You know, I think it's competition every day and every Sunday. So this is just preparation for that.
Mike, after everything you've done in this game, as long as you've been at this, does it bother you at all that still at this point in your career, you still have to play for a job in that sense?
Well, I mean, you know, we all plan for jobs each and every day. You know, I think if, you know, you're starting quarterback and you're 3-1 and you go out there and you throw 4 interceptions 1 week and you lose the game, you go out there and throw 4 interceptions the next week, you got to have an opportunity of being pulled. And that's a chance that you may be pulled out the game. So nothing is never set in stone or concrete. And I think we all have to, you know, earn our respect in this league. We all have to earn our positions, earn our jobs. And it's not only on Sundays, but like Coach Kelly said, you have to win every day. And, you know, we got to let our habits reflect our mission. And that's what I'm trying to practice.
Mike, I know you haven't had a full playbook yet. Can you kind of talk about what your offense think will look like, a spread through tight end, and how that will be for you?
Say that again.
Just the dynamic of the offense, a lot of spread, maybe through tight end. What's that going to be like for the quarterback?
The offense, I can just say to sum it all up, is just very refreshing. And, you know, and learning it and getting a feel for what, you know, Coach Kelly wants and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. You know, it's you know, it's beautiful when it all comes together. So, you know, we just got to keep practicing and keep going over it and keep getting repetitions, reps and repping everything out, and you know, making the most out of each and every practice, getting whatever we can out of it, and we're doing that.
Mike, how is the culture? What percentage of the offense?
We go back and forth, number one, number two. So, you know, and that's a situation. You know, we're not worried about that. You know, we're worried about getting better. And, you know, the fun part about it is that we all go out there and make plays, and we're all confident in ourselves, and that's what's most important. I know I'm confident in myself.
How's that work with Nick when he goes in? Because if you're doing read option, is he running that?
I mean, Nick can run. You know, everybody got two legs. so he can do it, man. We all can do it, and that's why we're all here.
Mike, if you do have to run a lot of the read option in games, that means the quarterback is more susceptible to possibly taking more hits physically. What do you do mentally, physically, to prepare for that kind of
thing? See, the thing is, we don't have to take a hit. And you'll understand why when you see us practice or when you see us play. So you don't even have to take a hit.
Mike, is the oldest player on the roster?
That too. That's option number two.
Quicker reads get rid of the ball faster, that type of thing.
It all depends. It's quicker reads and quicker decisions that need to be made, depending on what personnel we're in, depending on you know, what the concept is. But you know, it's so many different concepts, and there's so many ways to get guys the football. You know, like I said, it's very refreshing for all of us.
Mike, how has the culture changed with Chip Kelly as a head coach?
Well, you know, I think it's just a different vibe. It's a different feel. You know, the guys in the locker room, they want to please Coach Kelly. They want to be the best that they can be. They want to, you know, want this to work. They want this to be a success. And, you know, I know in just talking to Chip, you know, and getting to know him over the last 3 months, man, he's an awesome personality. And you know, he's going to make this a lot of fun for us. And we understand that as players. So, you know, we're excited about it.
Two more from Mike.
It's a hot monitor. Yeah.
How important is it? For
Can't
you
tell you why I went.
To set that. Excuse me. Talking yesterday about that. You're the most experienced player on the team. You're the oldest player on the team now. How important is it to
don't
you
repeat
have to
that.
Kind of set that?
Don't repeat that.
Set the tone there.
How was it?
Just kind of set the tone of the workouts
You know what? I feel like being the oldest guy on the team, being the leader of our football team, I feel like it's important for me to bring the guys along. When I was a young guy, it was older guys who always encouraged me to be the best that I can be, not only in the weight room, not only on the field, but in the classroom, around the building, you know, practicing good habits. And, you know, when I first sat down with Chip, the first thing he said is that we got to let our habits reflect our mission. And I think it starts with being a great leader, and I understand that. Trying to get the other guys to understand that, so when I'm gone, they can do the same thing for the generations of players to come.
As long as you play this game, as you stand here today, what do you have to prove to you moving forward?
I have a lot. I still feel like I have a lot to prove in this game. I still feel like, you know, I have to go out and be more consistent than what I've been. And, you know, I think different systems can dictate that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about your preparation and how much you put into it. And you get out of it what you put into it. So, you know, I'm trying to put a lot into it. I'm trying to, you know, rejuvenate, you know, myself and you know, really just take advantage of, you know, the last couple of years and the opportunities that I have, because, you know, can't play this game for forever, and I'm just trying to enjoy it on the way out.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate